it all. I got so many hits, can't remember them all. While I'm taking a shit, look at the plaques on the wall. Y'all just sit back, put your kick back. Keep on acting like you did that. Got no respect for nobody who's just faking love. Hey, hey, you ain't really who you say you are. So pick up the pass, there ain't no slowing me up. Get the fuck out my face, can you stop blowing me up? Cause my time is expensive, 1 million a sentence. Bought a new car for you, woke up for breakfast, yeah. Cause they ain't never seen me fall under pressure. They ain't never ever seen me fall, nah, never. Always keep on up on them cause I'm too clever. I will never ever sell my soul, nah, never. Cause I've been on the road, been on the road, I quit acting like you've been with me this whole time.
Time to do some work and put it in. I just be laughing when I see them, look at them. Live when I lose and pop back up soon as I win. You ain't my day one and I know you not my friend. So I can't judge you when you do some phony shit and just pretend. Like you really down with me cause being loyal starts within. I seen that money over pop of that love and turn it thin. But it ain't stop me, I just kept going up, took it on the chin. I wish every time they said I would fall, I make an M. Fuck around, be rich as Jeff Bezos, say it again. Never lose, I go overtime on them, stay in that gym, let's get it.
Cause they ain't never seen me fall under pressure. They ain't never ever seen me fall, nah, never. Always keep on up on them cause I'm too clever. I will never ever sell my soul, nah, never. Cause I've been on the road, been on the road, I quit acting like you've been with me this whole time. Cause I've been on the road, been on the road, I quit acting like you've been with me this whole time.
I'm tired of being tired. This my last shot, you can't be mad, at least I tried. We supposed to be grown, but yet you still acting childish. I can get on a jet alone. I don't need no extra baggage. This shit turn into a savage. I got baggies in my neck. You drive it fast and I won't crash it. I'm supposed to be sober, but some kind of way I just keep getting loaded. It's gonna take more than some pressure to fold me. Tried as hard as I can, but at this point it's out of my hands. I ain't running out of these bands for nothing or no one. She say I'm a dog, but it takes one or no one. Been going hard, been by myself. I don't need no love.
Cause they ain't never seen me fall under pressure. They ain't never ever seen me fall, nah, never. Always keep on up on them cause I'm too clever. I will never ever sell my soul, nah, never. Cause I've been on the road, been on the road, I quit acting like you've been with me this whole time. Cause I've been on the road, been on the road, I quit acting like you've been with me this whole time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Puttins. Good morning, good morning. That is Post Malone with Lil Baby and Meek Mills on the Rebel. Y'all know what I give. Because I love just putting up songs that are so amazing and so good. Right? It says, because they ain't never seen me fold under pressure. They ain't never ever see me fold. Nah, never. Always keep one up on them because I'm too clever. I will never ever sell my soul. Nah, never. Because I've been on the road. I've been on the road. I ain't acting like you. Why you acting like you've been with me this whole time? Because I've been on the road. Quit acting like you've been with me this whole time. Yeah, they bet I fall. I'm only 24, but bitch, I've been through it all. I got so many hits. Can't remember them all. While I'm taking a shit, look at the plaques on the wall. Y'all just sit back, get your kick back. Keep on acting like you did that. Got no respect for nobody who's just faking love. You ain't who you really say you are. So pick up the pace. There ain't no slowing me up. Get the fuck out my face. Can't you? You can't stop blowing me up. Because my time is expensive. 1 million a set list. Bought a new car for you walked out for your breakfast. Because they ain't never seen me fold under pressure. I love it. I love it. I love it on the road. On the road. You know, Meek Mills is my heart and soul. I like Post Malone. The Baby. Lil Baby. I'm trying to cram everything all in one watt. So forgive me. Most people love to see you fail for or give up. Most people love to see you suffer. Most people would rather see you get embarrassed and humiliated. I said most, so don't come for me. Those people that will elevate you, pull your coattail, check you, tell you, you know, hey, you know, you're doing this, you know, and not publicly, or they won't humiliate you. They'll pull you to the side and say, hey, I noticed you're doing this. It's out of your character. Or, hey, what's going on? You know? And most people are saying, oh, she changed. Or, oh, they changed. They don't do that. When people think you're supposed to remain the same, I've been like this for years. That's scary. That's scary. But people would rather see you fall, fold, and quit. People get in their feelings because you might have said something. You might have didn't acknowledge their blue or their green, excuse me. Or I noticed that when I speak of controversy and I speak of fucking somebody over or cursing somebody out, man, my views hit the roof. But when I speak of real shit, nah. People love that controversy, that people love that. People love to say they're about something and they're really not. People love the crazy. They love the limelight, the spotlight. But they don't understand. That spotlight comes with, let me dig up your dirt. Let me tell people what's really going on. Let me get y'all some tea so y'all will know. That person don't really like them. Or that person don't really fuck with them. Mm-mm, that person only doing that. And then it builds a bond. I don't want a friendship with anyone that we both shared the same trauma. Nah. Excuse me. Go heal yourself first. And then come back and see if we have anything that we can build with. Because we don't need the same trauma. That's just me holding on. If you want to live a new life and a better life, you got to let go of your old life. That is fact. If you want to live a new life and a better life, you got to let go of your old life. Can't hold that. Why you going to drag the mess and the confusion and all that into something new that you're doing? That shit don't make no sense. You won't enjoy the new life. Because you're constantly going back worrying about the old life. You won't enjoy it. That's why I say I love this song. Because people think because you're ready to do something new, you fold it. Oh, they're going to quit. No, ain't nobody going to ever outwork me. I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm that chick. You're not going to outwork me. Listen, I will get up and get on the grind all the fucking time. Hey, I get up. So you're not going to outwork me. I'm too stubborn. I'm too hard-headed. I'm too crazy anyway. But when you start elevating, your friends and everything else start dropping off or removing themselves. And it's okay. It doesn't mean I stop loving you or we stop friends or whatever. But it's okay. I've been said, right? Respect the spiritual community. Love them. That's where my roots are. Never will I give it up. But at this moment in my life, I'm still here doing what I need to do. Learning, helping, appreciating, educating. That didn't stop. But when it comes down to hanging with spiritual people and doing all that, nah. I've been hanging with people that are authors, people that promote books, people that write books, people that are in the process of writing books. Because, see, I never done that. So I wrote a book, but I did it self-published. And it was so many mistakes, but it's okay. I did it. So now I need to further that. I can't hang around somebody that's never wrote a book. I can't hang around no one that don't know what it is to publish a book, to put the format together. I can't hang around none of that. Why? Because that's just keeping me stagnant. And I needed that reminder from people to say, hey, don't you supposed to be doing something? Why you worrying about that over there? Like, that's not even your business. Why are you over there? Wait, get your ass back. Come on. We letting you float too far. Okay, you brung out Candelo. You did that. You're for the cause. That's great. You did your priestly duty and all of that. You're educated. But you belong over here. Come. Hey, why are you going backwards? You just said you don't do. Hey. So then I had to sit back and say, damn. Why are you on stuff that don't even affiliate with you? Why? Hey, Ifa Bayo, what you doing? Huh? What are you doing? You belong over here. You belong over here. Why are you going backwards? Oh, but I'm helping. Helping who? Helping. How are they helping you? Seriously? You the trailblazer. You the one. You take the risk. No. What are you doing? Bring your ass back. Oh, okay. Oh my God. No. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I tell people, not gonna outwork me. That's something that does not happen. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm too hard-headed and stubborn. My doctor even says that. Too hard-headed and stubborn. But I know what works for me. And I have a method to my madness. And at the end, I just don't use it for me. I make sure it benefits all. So that door is open and it won't be closed. Right? So, but I have to go out there and get it. I can't just sit. Because if I sit, I become aggravated, depressed, mad. And I just do not live my life on social media. Worrying about what someone said or seeing if they throwing a sub or, yeah, nah. I get in, I see, I go through, all right. I'm off. And I needed these realities to put me back where I was. Because it has to be that way. People are going to drag me. Oh my God. There's so many sites that talks about Ifa Bayo that it's retarded. You know, that's cool. I don't need people to show me. Please don't screenshot no more stuff. I'm good with that. I am. At this moment of my life right now, I'm not fighting the rumors, no, none of that. Fuck it. If you want to believe it, good. Add to it. Shit. Go ahead. Because I'm not sitting here worrying about what somebody think of me. I told y'all before, I'm the villain in a lot of people's stories. And some of them I really am. Some of them, some made up shit. So at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck no more. I don't. I really don't. I'm not aggravating. And guess what? I believe in change. I believe in changing the narrative. I believe in growth. I believe in progression. I believe in all of those things. And it benefits not only you, but everyone that's around you. So I do believe in that. But what I don't believe in is I have to wait or go and fetch and get and grab. No, the ladder, the stairs, the elevator, all of that was left there for you to climb, just like me. Now, you might get a quick flight, but can you endure it? You can get a quick flight. Everybody can get that quick flight. But can you endure it? Can you endure the longevity? Or do you stop? Every so often, I make sure people remember, Candelo is a predator. shut them down. I'm not that person that's only hot for 30 days. Nah. Uh-uh. I want to be like Barbie. That bitch is legendary. I want to be like Barbie. She's legendary. She is legendary. She's legendary. I want to be like her. Because she's legendary. She has went through everything. And guess what she was? Consistent. So, I want y'all all to know it's Christmas Eve. Blessings to you. We made it. We made it. And people, if your kids believe in Christmas, great. If they don't let them fuck it up for other kids that believe it. You know what I'm saying? Don't. I don't care for y'all or y'all pro-black. I don't do Christmas. Good. Chinese people allow their kids to believe and have an imagination because imagination builds creativity. They have enough time in this world to learn about grown-up shit. They don't have a lot of time of being a kid. That youth goes real quick. So if your children believe in fairies, Christmas, Easter Bunny, all of that, encourage it. Because it opens their mind and their imagination. And they can write. This is where poets and dreamers and philosophers and musicians, all of them reside there. Because they can be who they are. My pops would read and make up stories to us about me, my friend Honda, and the bee. And it was so amazing. I would make up stories and songs for my kids. Don't squash these children's imagination. I met a 12-year-old little girl that still plays with Barbies and make Barbie clothes. She's not worrying about twerking or any of that. She don't even have a TikTok. She likes to make Barbie clothes. She takes old clothes from her brothers and sisters and them, and she makes that. She loves Barbie. And I'm like, yo, when you encourage that, that's our next fashion designer. That's our next interior decorator. That's our next model. That right there is encouraging. Her mom goes out and buys her dolls and Barbies and all of that. She created. When you make sure that they know the realness and they're not even 8, 9, you're killing their imagination. So if they believe in Christmas and they want to make cookies for Santa and they want to make letters for Santa and draw and make sure Santa is coming to their house and when they wake up in the morning and they go, Santa came! Encourage that. Because those are memories for a lifetime. A lifetime. I would sing to my nieces and them because I would tell them about fairies. And Judy Dean was the one that gave me that song. And I would sing to my nieces and them. Ah, Shaylola. Ah, Shaylola. And then we'll sit back and we'll sing. The earth is our mother. She takes care of us. The earth is our mother. We take care of her. Ay, 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 ay. The earth is our mother, we take care of her. The earth is our mother, she takes care of us. Ay, 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 ay. And we would go out and we would pour water into the earth so the fairies and every living creature can live. Right? And I would tell them stories and sing to them and read to them. And encourage that. They got a lifetime of learning the bad. The bad is always going to be out there. But for once, let them enjoy the good. If you got nieces, cousins, next door neighbors, encourage it. Leave water, leave milk in a beautiful glass bowl out by a tree for the fairies. No iron, because iron burns. Watch different movies or kids' movies or fairies and witches and love. You know, encourage that. Encourage that. Tell stories. just enhance their imagination, because they need it. That's what's saving us. And it's beautiful when you do it. It's beautiful. It is. It's beautiful. My son took my granddaughter to FAO Schwartz, the first toy store in America, United States, right? Beautiful toy store. If you ever get a chance, please go. Well, FAO Schwartz now has partnered with Barbie, and you can create your own Barbie for $75. She gets her clothes, she gets a few outfits, shoes, accessories, all that comes with it. You get to name your Barbie and everything. For $75, you can make your own Barbie. Too late, I already looked. They have Oshunya, Maya, they have all of that. I was like, wow, they were not playing. Barbie is so interdimensional that it's amazing. You got Witch Barbie, you got the Root Worker Barbie. Like, you have Barbie. I want to be Barbie. For real. I don't care what nobody say. I want to be Barbie. Barbie is the shit right now. Now a little girl can build herself and how she sees herself. And it promotes a positive image. Look at that. Art imitating life. So we have to encourage that. Because here it is, Barbie, Mattel toy, and FAO Schwartz got it down pat. Let's promote a positive image. You can have fat Barbie, skinny Barbie, medium-sized Barbie, light-skinned, dark-skinned, black-black, white-white, gothic, whatever Barbie you want. It's your Barbie. You're making it. How you see you is what you're creating. Amazing. Now, I'm not all for those babies that's like real. Nah, that right there, that creeps me out. But Barbie, you want to make your own Barbie? I said, when I go back down to New York, I'm going to make me a Barbie. I am. And that Barbie to me, even though they have an Oshun already, but that Barbie to me is going to be Ibukule. That's going to be her name, Ibukule, and I'm going to create her. Just how I see Ibukule is how I see, and I'm going to put her right there. Because that's an amazing concept. It is. It's an amazing concept. Positive image. We get enough negative. You're fat. You're ugly. You're too black. You're not rich. You don't do this. Oh, why you wear that? That don't look right. Oh my God, she don't have this. Oh, why do you have locks? Let me tell y'all a true story. I got tired of perms. I got tired of getting my hair done, braids, all of that. Got tired of it. So I went, I cut all my hair off. Oh my God, everybody and their mother went crazy. Are you crazy, lady? Oh, my goodness. My ex-husband looked at me and was like, can't believe you cut it for your hair. I'm talking about bald. Cut it all off. And I let it start growing. Then I decided to lock it. And I became this vegan and, you know, just changing my life, positivity, all of that. I walked into church and they criticized me. They said, now, mind you, I always was making my own oils. Don't get it twisted. Always making my own oils. And before, I would wear my oils and people were like, oh my God, that smells so pretty. What is that? Okay. Then it was, you got those things in your hair and you smelling like that. You a Rasta or something. You know them people. Mm-mm. Ain't they dirty? I was like, what? These are people in the church. I said, nah, mm-mm. You need a perm. Church people don't look like that. What? Mm-mm, ain't nobody gonna call you to do nothing. That's disgusting. You got locks, dreads, those things. Oh my God, that's dirty. That's nasty. These are people in the church. I always had a reckless mouth. But this time I was practicing, you know, oneness and all of that. And I was like, okay, well, that fits for you. Why do I need an image of a big hat, a long weave? You know what I'm saying? Why I had went and got material. This was my outfit. Material, white t-shirt, white skippies, and a head wrap. Whatever the material was to wrap around my skirt, wrap my head as well. Oh, my goodness. Now, outside of the church, people would see me and be like, oh, my God, queen, goddess. Oh, you know. And back then, my name was Imani Dada Alatenge, right? Because I went to the African Poetry Center. I went through the, and people need that again. I do believe that because it helps. the rites of passage. I went through the women's rites of passage, right? So my name after I got out was Aswahili Imani Dada Alatenge, and it meant faith sister, God will help us. That was it. That's all. All my children have names because they went through the rites of passage. My son's name is Davu, the real king. My daughter's name is Hajanika, to always be at hand. My other daughter's name was Mizan, wisdom. And my last daughter's name was Mosi, who is the original father of us all. So we went through that, the rites of passage. And people would look at me and say, oh, you left the church? Oh, my God. I wouldn't have never did that. You shouldn't wear that. That head wrap, is that heavy? Is it hot? Oh, my goodness. I got to wear my weaves. No, I can't be like that. I like variety. Oh, I went through the whole thing. Now you walk into a church, everybody's head wrap, everybody's all that. I got to give it to Pastor Ego. She was the first one to come in here with this, and y'all down there. Now everybody's copying her. That's why I laugh when I say people are quick to criticize you, but in reality, they want to be you. And after a while, they'll start mimicking you. So it's okay at the end of the day. It's okay, you know, because people always try to destroy, downgrade, and stop things that they don't understand. But then afterwards, when they see that people are liking it, or they're like, oh, my God, it's you got more courage than me. But tell me about it. And they start learning. Then they start doing. Oh, I was there when she started. I was there. Oh, my. I helped her. No, you didn't. Shut up. Stop lying. So. But, yeah. And then when it was the name, oh, my goodness. What's your name? Imani Dada Alatenge. What? Oh, my God. What is that? Swahili. Oh, what? Yeah. It means faith, sister, God will help us. How you doing? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I would take my kids to, like, today would be, we'll celebrate Christmas, right? And then afterwards, we'll celebrate Kwanzaa. And we would go to the different drummers and things like that. See, you had the Kwanzaa. You had all black people coming together, markets and the dances, and you'll throw money up to the dancers, and they'll dance, and they'll sing, and they'll teach you songs like Ashe Lola, and they would teach you these things, and they would sing with you, and they would teach your children. They would teach them words in Swahili. They would teach them about the seven principles, and they'd teach them about Kwanzaa and things like that, and they'd teach you about names. Because your name is who you are spiritually, and it uplifts. It tells a story of who you are. See, we didn't go away from that. We didn't. That's why I hold those names so sacred. Imani Dada Alatenge, faith sister, God will help us. Then it went to Earth Journey, Mother J. Because they would see me. Because everything was a journey, because it never ends. Then I went to Obeyono. Then everybody was like, okay, the crocodile, patience. Then I went to Ifa Beyo, one birth. That's all I need. I don't need to be initiated in every fucking thing. I got one birth. That's it. That's all. And I love that name because it spoke of me. One birth, just one. It's all I needed. I don't need no other birth. I went to the river, knocked on the door. One birth. One. One. I don't need 50 million births. Why? Why? And to say that a ruler was with me in my mother's womb is amazing. Is amazing. So, image, positivity, uplifting, helping, even if you have to go back and revamp your life. Because it should be. It always should be change. It always should be. Okay, you got Christmas today, tomorrow. Eat, play with toys, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day is Kwanzaa, the seven principles. Right? And in that process of the seven principles is starting of the changing. the release of layers of skin, those things that don't work, to eliminate, to move, to revamp, to start doing. That's when your baths start taking place and you start, you know, changing yourself, flushing your system out, preparing for what's to come of the new year. Preparing yourself. We got 365 days in a year. That's 365 days. And we are very grateful to make it to see all 365 days. So, be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. I am. Each and every day of my life, I am. Okay? So, y'all go out, be great. Motivate, uplift, change the narrative. It's okay. We all don't have to be with each other till the end. I come visit you every once in a while, but guess what? I ain't staying. I ain't staying. You either catch up or I'll catch you on another ride. But what I'm not going to do is stop my journey for you. And I'm grateful for those people that know how to pull a coattail and say, hey, that's not for you. Mm-mm. That's not you. So, from the dead to the living, it's not you. Get back over here. And stop using trauma, gossip, negativity to build friendships and bonds. Because they won't last. Because what happens when the person heals? They're not going to be bothered with that shit no more. So, be good. Be on point. Be safe. Enjoy your holidays. Happy everything to everyone. And love you. Okay? And remember this, right? If I don't tell you my personal business and someone else tells you, it's gossiping. Because I didn't sign up for it. So I always tell people, my business is not your friend's business. Don't use it as an example. Don't be like, oh, well, you know, Ifa Bale, she did this. No, no. Because if I didn't tell them, it's not their business. I told you. But once I hear it, or I hear someone say, hey, you know, by the way, such and such said, and I'll be like, but why did they tell that to you? Oh, no, they was just, mm-mm. No, guess what you're going to see? Less of me. Because now I'm not going to tell you anything about my life. I'm not going to disown it at all. I'm not. But I'm not going to allow you to just sit here and gossip and run around and tell it fucking everybody. Talk about you. You. Talk about you. You don't need to tell. If I'm telling you, that means that I'm trusting you. I'm relating with you. We're bonding. The whole nine. But if you have to run and tell 50 million other people, then we're not friends. We know each other through passing. Because my business is not the business of your friends. Remember that. That's a side note. But I stand by that. I don't run around and say, hey, such and such. Yeah, you know. No, no. Because your business, you entrusted that with me. And I'm going to keep it. But if my business has to be ran through and somebody has to hit me up and say, hey, I didn't know. I didn't tell you. Oh, but I heard it from this one because this one. That don't sound like gossiping to you? Stop doing it. Y'all keep on doing these running ears turning to running mouths. And people loves to do. They just love to talk. Love to fucking talk. So, small side note. Something for you to remember and keep in your pocket. Because I've learned now, and it was told to me. You wanna complain? You wanna vent? Which you shouldn't complain, because like Oshun said, why are you complaining? Anything you went through, I went through it first. So that's fact. But you wanna talk? Talk to your ego. They're the only ones that's gonna fix it. Talk to God. Talk to your Orisha. Talk to Eshu or Legwa. Talk to Arula. Talk to your Ori. Those are the ones, not people. Because when they get mad or they want to be petty or whatever, they'll tell all your shit. Mm-mm. Listen, I got two puppies and a turtle. I can talk to them. I'm good. But I've learned that over this last few weeks. Running ears turn into running mouths. And that right there, I don't sign up for. Because I don't hide anything, but I don't share everything to the public. Why? It's not the public's business. They pay me to do readings to help them, to uplift them. That's what I do. You don't need to worry about who I'm sleeping with, what I'm doing. My husband is good. He's not in the religion, so why should he be there? So remember that when someone comes and tell you something, say, hey, change the narrative for once and watch how you see how this friendship. That's what I said. Stop using trauma, gossip, and all of that to build friendships. Because I guarantee you, the first time you tell them, hey, I don't think you should be telling us that about her. Ah, fuck y'all. And then y'all know that friendship is over because, see, the same way they share mine, they're going to share yours. So remember that. Remember that. The same shit they said about me to you, they done said worse to somebody else about your ass. So, as always, this is Bobby Ann's baby girl saying it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. And good morning, Putin. And catch me in Omaha, Nebraska in February. And in April, I'll be in Detroit with the Motown Witch. Classes will resume January 9th. Free class, which is full, is Saturday. Saturday or Sunday? I know it's the 27th. It's full. So, going through the list of see who's going, making sure all the names are there, and that's it. Now, I will do another class that's free afterwards again. So, let's just uplift, encourage, motivate, heal ourselves first, self first. Because you can't do anything for nobody else if your ass ain't working on you. So, as always, keep it sweet, keep it cool, keep it positive. But most important, keep it real.